got a call from Matt Allen that was kind of the project manager for WCCO asking us if we would help supply some fish for this rooftop experience. When he was first got into it, he didn't really know how big it would get or how it would snowball. He was just kind of exploring the options. So after talking with him, we kind of got more into some details on, you know, how to set the tank up and some aeration, you know, how he should do it and some structure in the tank and all that. And just back and forth through some emails and text messages, it just kind of snowballed. And originally, back on January 19th, we brought some bluegills and some yellow perch down to the WCCO kind of as a test fish to make sure his water quality and his system was working okay. And then again, yesterday, we brought around back a second round of some black crappies for their tank. And that's kind of how it happened. It was pretty quick. There wasn't a whole lot to it.
It's just kind of interesting because they're in a 600-gallon tank, these fish, and they're there with some trout as well. It's a different environment. There's no sunlight, of course. So it's kind of fun to watch them on the camera and to see people who have never fished before get the experience.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. The only light that they really have down in there is basically what comes through the two ice fishing holes that they have set up. So the fish are just kind of just cruising around. It's pretty cool to watch them on that underwater camera because you can watch the guest usually can watch his little jig, whatever he has on there, whether it's a grub or just a plain hook with some fur on it or something. They can just, watch the fish interact with what they're doing.
Okay, when you had to restock, were there many fish that were pulled from there? I mean, people catching fish this way, or are they a little bit apprehensive because they're not in their normal environment?
You know, before the trout were put in, they were catching the bluegills and the perch, you know, fairly rapidly. You know, once the trout got in, I don't think they've really caught much of our fish, the bluegills and the crappies and the perch, just because the trout tend to be more aggressive at that colder water temps. Because their water temps on that tank, you know, they have a little heater in there, but they try to keep it around 53 to 55 degrees. And that's really a temperature where the trout are pretty active. So they kind of scare some of the other fish back away and, you know, kind of push them towards the sides or the bottom or, you know, not let them be very aggressive.
All right, and this goes through the Super Bowl. So will you have to go back down again and restock, or do you think you'll be good till Super Bowl Sunday?
We are not going back down unless they have some type of issue with the tank or the fish or anything. So they will be good through the Super Bowl because they just catch and release them. And for the most part, Matt, the guy that's kind of running the project, he said that no fish have died yet, you know, from the handling, from the hooking. I don't know if you've seen some of the videos, but some of the people kind of hold the fish up for, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. And they all go back in the tank, and they've all made it.
Were you part of making the tank, or was that someone else who did that?
That is actually the WCCO engineers who made the tank.
Okay.
It's just a black plastic tank. I don't even know where they got it from.
Okay. We'll talk another time.
You bet.
And thanks for sharing your story. That is John Chalmers of 10,000 Lakes Aquaculture out of Osakis on his project working with WCCO and their Minnecentric experience.